Okay, Cody, this is such an episode 490 thing. Somebody made a plugin that tells your coding agent to stop being a little architecture goblin and just use the built-in date input.
Yeah, and honestly, that's a better idea than a lot of agent tooling. The real pitch isn't smarter code again. It's maybe don't generate the code at all.
Right. That's why I liked it immediately. It's not claiming some new model trick. It's basically bottling that one senior dev who looks at 50 lines and replaces them with one.
The repo calls it ponytail, which is unfortunately perfect branding. Very smug, very earned.
It is. Also, I got here this morning, opened my bag, and found the charger I spent 20 minutes looking for last night. So I'm feeling deeply qualified to discuss systems that reduce unnecessary work.
I respect that. I made coffee, forgot it on the counter, then made more coffee again. Continuity has not improved our operational lives, Justy.
Now, it only improved my ability to remember your bad predictions. Anyway, the argument here is pretty clean. Before the agent writes code, it climbs this little ladder. Does this need to exist? Does the standard library already do it? Is there a native platform feature? Is it already in a dependency? Can it be one line and only then write the minimum thing that works?
Exactly. Then that is the actual insight. The agent bloat usually isn't one catastrophic mistake. It's death by wrapper component, helper util, config file, and a heartfelt monologue about edge cases nobody asked for.
Which is why the date picker example lands. A normal agent installs flat picker, wraps it, adds styles, starts muttering about time zones. Ponytail goes, the browser has one, use input type date, done.
Right. That example is a little cheeky because native date inputs are not identical everywhere. But as a forcing function, I think it's good. It's reminding the model that platform defaults exist, which sounds obvious until you've watched an agent NPM its way into a problem.
And they do put guardrails around the minimalism. It explicitly says trust boundary validation, data loss handling, security, and accessibility are not the stuff you're supposed to shave off. So it's not pure delete everything chaos.
Sure, the benchmark story is decent too, with some caveats. They test five small tasks, three anthropic models, and three conditions: no skill, caveman, and ponytail. 10 runs each, medians reported. Then they claim 80 to 94% less code, 47 to 77% less cost, and 3 to 6 times faster than the no-skill baseline.
Do you buy that?
Directionally, yes. If the intervention is stop writing junk, then less code and lower token spend are the most believable outcomes imaginable. Where I get cautious is the task mix. Email validator, debounce, CSV sum, countdown timer, rate limiter. Those are exactly the kinds of things where reuse and one-liners dominate.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't generalize the exact percentages to a weird production repo with flaky tests and 6 layers of historical nonsense. But I do buy the broader claim that agents need a bias toward non-creation, and most of them currently have the opposite bias.
That's also the practical user story. If a team already has coding agents in the loop, this is not some moonshot. It's a behavior patch. You install a plugin or copy a rules file, and suddenly the default move is smaller diffs and fewer homemade abstractions.
Oh, interesting.
And I like the ponytail comments. Every shortcut is marked with its upgrade path, so if you did choose the cheap version now, future, you can audit the debt instead of discovering mysterious minimalism 6 months later.
That part is smart. Also, the command surface is more complete than I expected. There's mode switching with light, full, ultra, off. Then review, audit, and debt commands. Ponytail Ultra is a very funny setting for when a code base has, apparently, wronged you personally.
That's a real mood. Very, I open this repo and now I need the delete key as a philosophy.
Yes, and they did the boring work too. Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, Gemini C, L1, Pi, Cursor, Windsurf, Klein Copilot, Kiro, Ada, even agent portability docs. That matters because a rule like this only helps if it survives whatever agent shell a team already uses.
So for who actually cares, I think it's people already annoyed by agents that keep turning a 5-minute change into a tiny framework. Not everybody, but if your diffs keep coming back with helper classes wearing fake mustaches, this seems useful.
That's fair. It's not a new capability frontier thing. It's discipline packaged as tooling, which, to be clear, is often the part people actually need.
Okay, keep your ponytail, keep your one-line fix, and please don't make me review a wrapper around the wrapper next time, Cody.